All right. So I think we're recording. We have 5 minutes. That's a pretty good length for a show.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm Steve Yano.
Corey Pace.
And we were chatting about world-style debating and thought we should record it. And now it's probably just going to be silent and stupid. Because now we're recording
now
that we're recording it, all the inspiration's gone. All the stupid stuff that we were talking about will come out. I don't know. But we were talking about debate being uncertain at its core, and how everyone's trying to force debate to be a certain thing, and how bad that is.
Right. And I was going to say about, well, embracing uncertainty, I mean, if we're very open about it, how positive that would be, but how would you fight against people not, like, still seeking out the certainty if they don't have the confidence? Like, you have new judges, or you have new judges, they're always going to be able to seek what they feel is the right way to do it, be based on other judges' models or
what I think they feel. I think that's okay. I think other judges' models is okay. I think modeling is a good way to teach. But I think that's not going to help people feel more certain, because the best judges often say things like, hey, you could work on this, you could work on that. I'm not really sure in this case. But like, if you think about the best adjudications, they weren't people who, like, this team definitively cleaned this team's clock because these three arguments were perfect. That's just not what happens. I don't think. I mean,
I don't know. You see some people. I've known some people that have models.
Well,
and equations.
I think that guy was a. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not going to say his name because I've actually forgotten it.
That's good.
But he was a very strange man who wanted to use. He's like, everyone knows that card. So he's referring to cards, which is slang from American debate. For those of you who don't know, of a piece of evidence, usually a paragraph or two cut out from a publication. So everyone knows this card, so they went on the workability issue, and I'm like, but did that persuade you? And he couldn't answer the question.
Yeah.
So I think that chairs, one of the things to help the care and feeding of uncertainty, which is, I think, the grease of this engine of debate, right? People who want certain results. Like, on the American listserv, there's all this hoopla. Are you on the U.S. debate listserv?
No.
Okay. Oh, you turned your nose up at that. Something against listservs?
Go ahead.
I couldn't possibly. My refined taste. Are you on the wine and cheese monthly listserv?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Right. The rare steak listserv?
Yes.
Okay. Corey has more refined taste than I do. Okay. Well, so right now on the U.S. debate list, there's a huge discussion about statistical analysis of tournaments and whether they're fair or not.
Yeah.
To bottom half teams or upper half teams, and it's all these statistics and things. It makes everyone feel very comfortable, but I think discomfort that rises from uncertainty is why debate's valuable. And all this stuff about, we want to make sure the tournaments are fair, we have to make sure the motion distribution is fair.